Hello
and welcome. Today I have the great honor of interviewing the interviewer, Magdalena Surma. Please tell us more about yourself along with the work that you have been doing with the NATO Association of Canada over the past year.
To start off, Eric, I'd like to thank you for doing this interview with me today. As you all know, Eric McKinley and I have had the great privilege and honor of doing many interviews together, so I'd like to thank you for your time today. Moving on, I'd like to mention that over the past year, I've had the great honor of working here at the NATO Association of Canada. I started in August of 2015, and for the first 8 months, I worked as the program editor of Global Horizons. And over those 8 months, I had many opportunities to complete interviews with diplomats, government officials, influential members of the community who have made a significant impact in international relations, global affairs, and diplomacy. In addition, I've also done a number of interviews with students and just individuals who've made a number of contributions in IR overall. I can say that throughout my first 8 months, I also became actively involved in terms of working on various conferences, roundtables, and events that I have arranged, that I successfully managed. And I can say that it's been a complete privilege to have that opportunity. But following those 8 months, I then became Canada's NATO podcast contributor and outreach coordinator. And throughout the past 4 months, I've also been working on the ATA-GA, which is the Atlantic Treaty Association's General Assembly, and as the project manager and project coordinator of this upcoming conference, I can say that it's been one of the most rewarding conferences that I've had the opportunity to work on. And with my proven track record of successfully executing a number of conferences, I can say that I'm certainly excited for this upcoming conference. Throughout the past year, as you know, I went from being the program editor of Global Horizons to Canada's NATO podcast contributor and outreach coordinator, and currently as the project manager and project coordinator of the ATA General Assembly, I can say that I look forward to the success of this conference. At the same time, I look forward to pursuing a career in the field of diplomacy and business.
Thank you for that answer, Magdalena. Sounds like you've definitely accomplished a great deal of things from August of 2015 to the present. Congratulations on that work. Could you elaborate in regards to the work that you've been doing for this upcoming conference, as you mentioned?
So in terms of the work that I've done over the past few months on this upcoming conference, I can mention that I've been actively involved in sending out invitations to all of the delegates. As you know, this conference will be huge. The Prime Minister Trudeau, and the Minister of Defense have both received invitations. Delegates from the ATA, Atlantic Treaty Association, from YATA, the Youth Atlantic Treaty Association, and delegates from various parts of Eastern and Central Europe have received invitations to attend this conference. So I have been actively involved in sending out invitations to all of the delegates, to all of the diplomats, to all of the government officials, and to any individual who I feel should be attending this conference. As the project manager and the project coordinator of the ATA General Assembly, I am the one who communicates with the team that we have here at the NATO Association of Canada. Now, sending out invitations to all of the delegates and all of the diplomats was one of the many tasks that I have worked on. In addition to that, I've also worked very closely with our marketing coordinator and our team here to create a video which has been released. The video is made available under the NATO Association of Canada's website. If you go on the NATO Association of Canada's website, click events, you will see the entire registration which is available for any diplomat, for any delegate, and for any student out there who's interested in attending this conference. I suggest that you register now. In terms of the work that I did on this conference, I can say that I've worked very closely with, as I mentioned, with our media coordinator to make sure that all of the details are released on our social media, so our Facebook page, our Twitter page, our YouTube account, any social media that's out there. I've ensured that the upcoming event is promoted on a weekly basis. There is a tweet, there is a Facebook post, there is a video that we have released. I worked very closely with Marissa Breeze and Emily Dugan on this video, and it was a process on its own because we actively worked on this together. What we did is we created a storyboard. We found various clips that we wanted to use in order to be able to make this video. And then we combined certain clips to successfully portray this upcoming conference to give our audience and those who will be attending the conference a feel as to what this conference will be like. So for all of the listeners tuning in today, I encourage you all to go on our website, click the events tab, and you'll be able to see, click on the ATAGA tab, and you'll see the entire registration process. That was one component. Invitations to all of the delegates and diplomats was one thing. Social media was another aspect of me managing the project. Then creating a video was a process on its own. The fourth task that I was heavily involved in consisted of just making sure that I answered any questions. Anytime you send an invitation out to a delegate or a diplomat or anyone that you want to attend a conference, you have to make sure that you respond to any questions. One might require travel arrangements. So I have been actively involved in communicating with our person who's taking care of our travel arrangements and with the delegates, just to make sure that if any delegate requires travel arrangements, that they have that accessibility to register and to be provided with the best travel arrangements that we currently have set in place. Once the registration process was complete, I then worked on making sure that any of the delegates coming from Europe are made aware of the travel arrangements that we have available to them. So for anyone traveling from Europe or from any part of the region outside of Canada that requires travel, any kind of travel arrangements, it's been made clear that you can request to speak with our travel agent, and he's more than happy to assist you with those arrangements. If you require any further information, all of the details are listed under our registration page.
Well, thank you for informing us in regards to some aspects of your work at the conference. Are there some highlights that you'd like to elaborate on in regards to your work?
In regards to my work here at the NATO Association of Canada, working on this ATAGA, I can say that some of the main highlights consist of sending invitations to my contacts, to all of the contacts that I have established as a result of being here at the NATO Association of Canada. I can say that since day one, I was very devoted, very dedicated to establishing contacts, establishing a strong network with the diplomats, with the government officials, with the academics, with the students. And as a result of making those contacts and as a result of effectively networking, I have provided the NATO Association of Canada with accessibility to various diplomats from different parts of the world who now have confirmed attendance and who will be attending our upcoming ATAGA. So I can say that that's something that I'm certainly proud of, because that's something that I have successfully done for the NATO Association of Canada, and that's something that is not very easy for a lot of people to do. It's one thing to attend an event, but it's another thing to represent an association. It's another thing to establish a network of diplomats who follow your work and who attend every event that you put on. So it's a process, but it's one that I've been very successful in. Another highlight in general, while with the NATO Association of Canada, consists of all of the conferences, roundtables, events, and forums that I have worked on. And that's something that I would say has been a highlight in general, because every conference that I've worked on, I can say confidently, has been a huge success. And the reason why these events have been as successful as they have been is due to the fact that I have established that network.
Well, thank you for providing us with some information in regards to your work. I'm sure there's a lot more, that's been going on at the association around this conference and working towards it. Would you please elaborate, moving on, but also continuing the discussion of your work with students, could you please elaborate on, in regards to your expertise, your knowledge, and what is the best advice that you can provide the new intern, at the same time discussing how you have worked with the former interns on this conference?
Thank you for that question. I can say that the best advice that I can give to our new team of interns is to put in as much work as you want to put in. Whatever it is that you put into your program is what you will get out of that program. I encourage every program editor to take the opportunity to network. Whenever we have these events, go out there and look at establishing a name for yourself. Anytime you're affiliated with an association or an organization, you automatically become a representative of that organization. But you have to think about representing yourself. Anytime you're releasing a publication, anytime you're releasing an interview, understand that that is a reflection of your work. People, we have a number of viewers. We have a number of readers. So do your research. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Network. Take any and every opportunity you can to establish a name for yourself. If you want to put in extra hours, then I suggest you do so sooner rather than later. And again, when signing on as an intern, you are provided with an opportunity to work on a conference or a roundtable or an event that you want to put on. And just to make this clear to all of the listeners out there, every 4 months, we have a new team of interns that come. They come in, they start. So as an intern, you're responsible for releasing a number of publications. It's 12 publications for the 4 months that you're here. In addition to that, you have the option of putting on a conference or a roundtable, or working on a forum. Any idea that you have in terms of anything that it is that you want to organize, you can, as long as you receive the approval from our president, Julie Lindhout, and you talk to Robert Baines, who, as you all know, is our corporate development officer. You are given the chance to put on this event. So again, I suggest doing research, looking at previous events that we have put on here at the NATO Association of Canada, just to see what our events are like. And then figure out what it is that you want to work on, and then go with it.